Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about how to improve business relationships, and I want to give you 5 easy tips. But let me start with a story. So over the past 6 months, I've been really exploring how to prospect for new clients. One of the things I started doing in 2018 is I created courses around using LinkedIn. And I went down that road myself. I went and bought Sales Navigator at $80 a month. And I tried like crazy to use that to get new business. And I failed. And then I started teaching courses on how to set up LinkedIn better. And I had a few people take it and they loved it. But it never caught on. And one of the things I learned is that people are basically LinkedIn averse. And there's a reason for that. First and foremost, there's not a lot to do on there. You can read articles and that's pretty much it. You know, some people obviously on Facebook are playing games or joining groups or whatever it is. But the level of conversation on there is way lower. And the other thing that happens is something that I call connect and pitch. What happens with connect and pitch is somebody connects with you and then immediately, right after they connect, they sell you something. I just got one today for somebody who says, hey, I've got business funding for you. A couple of weeks ago, I got one from a guy who is recruiting for his MLM. You know, it just, and I can go on and on and on. So the bottom line is you get these messages in your inbox saying, hey, you've got a new connection request on LinkedIn. And you go check it out. And before you can even exit the program, the person is already pitching you what they want to sell you. So if you're one of those people that get a lot of that kind of contact, chances are you're not going to be real anxious to log in and try that same thing yourself. Why? Because it doesn't work. But let me tell you something that I did. I've been working with a program called Nimble. It's a CRM. Now, you probably know the word CRM, Customer Relationship Manager. You probably have a CRM. You may have something as basic as your address book, or something really intense like Salesforce, or HubSpot, or Infusionsoft, or something along that lines. There are tons of them. But the biggest problem with CRMs is they're a lot like LinkedIn. Everybody's got them, but not many people use them. Why? Because they're not 100% sure what to do with them, and often they just don't work. But I figured out a little bit of a secret, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. So the secret is this. What I did was at the end of the year, and this actually happened December 30th, I went through my CRM in Nimble and basically pulled in everybody I did business with last year who I built a website for. And I don't do a lot of them, but I have a handful. And I put them into a list and I tagged them. And then I created an email and said, hey, I know you haven't heard from me in a while, but there's a lot of changes in WordPress. There's WordPress 5.0, Google reCAPTCHA 3.0, and it's causing havoc with a lot of websites that are causing a lot of people to get a ton of spam. On top of that, some sites are crashing because the plugins or the server's too old or whatever. So I said, hey, if you're having any of these problems, I've got a special for you. I will monitor your site and fix any of those problems for a fee. And if you're interested, just email me back or call me or just click this button. The next morning I got up and all of a sudden I saw that I had a whole bunch of money in my PayPal account because people didn't even bother calling. They just went and said, okay, I'm ready. And so just by reconnecting with past clients, using that CRM and tagging them and sending them a targeted email, I was able to increase my sales before the end of the year. So, have you ever heard the term GIGO? It stands for garbage in, garbage out. And so one of the things I want you to do, and this is the first tip, is have a commitment. And the commitment is to log in every day and do something. So here's the first step, all right? Take a look at either old data or new data. Old data could be something from your QuickBooks or something that you already have in there. Verify that some of the people that you are working with are still at the same company and still have the same phone number. You can look them up on LinkedIn, you can check your email, whatever it is. Maybe you want to add some new people. So let's say maybe your concept is you add 5 new people and you update 5 old people. Or maybe you just update 10 of your current contacts, whatever it is. So number one, log in daily. Number two is do something daily. In other words, get in there and actively update just 10 records. That's all you need to do. In 10 days, in 2 weeks, you have 100 records done. And it shouldn't take that long, maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, worst case scenario. We'll talk in the future about what to do with them and some ideas on how to maximize it. But the bottom line is you've got to start from a baseline of good data. Garbage in, garbage out. So get rid of the garbage. Tip number three, verify the old ones. Just go in and look at whatever data you can find. Hey, just get on the phone and say, hi, it's Brian. I just want to double check a couple quick things. I don't want to bug you. Number one, you're still at the company. B, your email address is still this and the address is this. You haven't moved. Just get as much good data on people as you can. So in that 10 or 15 minutes, maybe you make one or two phone calls just to connect up or send an email, whatever it takes. So tip number four, and this is one of the most important ones you have to do, organize that data. As you start working with your old data, make sure that you're tagging them or categorizing them or whatever it is that your CRM allows you to do. In the case of the clients that I put in that I was able to sell something to, I went in and put in WordPress clients. Now, I have a whole bunch of other clients that I've done WordPress work for, but they're also tagged as people that are already buying my monitoring services. So I was able to go in and segment the audience saying, I want to look at everybody I've done WordPress for, but who are not using me for WordPress monitoring services. That's how I was able to segment and send those people an individual email. And that's one of the cool things about Nimble is I can do a group email, but it looks like an individual email coming from just my inbox as if I was using my desktop machine. So it made it super simple to communicate once I started organizing them. So start out with the basics. How about old clients? New clients, maybe even past clients, people that you haven't talked to in more than a year. Maybe it's prospects. So those are 4 categories you can easily add. Then maybe start adding in the types of product or services that you have for those people. And then you can start to build a database of good, useful information that you can segment targeted information to. The final tip I want to give you is just do a data cleanup, and that is, if you have multiple records for the same person, try to merge them. Programs like Nimble will let you find duplicate data and select both of them and merge them together into one. So let me leave you with some final thoughts. First and foremost, get acting. Get some work done. Spend 5 to 10 minutes a day getting your data cleaned up or added. Secondly, have a plan. Think about old clients, new clients, prospects. What can you do to communicate with them? And we will cover that in more detail in future podcast episodes. So log in every day, make a commitment to do something, and start to build a plan on how you can better communicate to build better relationships to grow your business in the coming year. So if you want to start learning more about this, I suggest you go to my website, perfectsalesstrategy.com. On there, I have tools that you can look at, but I also have some webinars, a short 13-minute version and a 40-minute version that will explain a lot of the concepts I covered today and also ones in the future.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.